Let's begin this week, Bob, with what just the month of November has looked like compared to the first several months of the pandemic.
This has obviously been El Paso's most painful month. I think we're seeing the same thing in New Mexico, too, unfortunately. From March through October, El Paso had just over 800 deaths to COVID-19. By the time this week ends, we'll have added more than 600 deaths in the month of November. Probably the best context to put this in is that through the month of November, El Paso has been losing, on average, about one person an hour to COVID-19. The one bit of good news is that for the past couple of weeks, we've seen our new case numbers come down. But just because of the huge number of new infections we saw in October and November, unfortunately, this high rate of deaths is going to continue, and people need to brace themselves that it's probably going to increase over the next couple of weeks.
It's time to go back to the polls already.
Yeah, so folks in New Mexico, like folks most places, probably breathed a huge sigh of relief after November 3rd that elections were done with. That's not the case in El Paso. We're going to have runoff elections to decide the mayor's race, two city council races, and two municipal judge races. The highlight of that, obviously, is the mayor's race between the incumbent DeMargo and his predecessor as mayor, Oscar Leeser. Early voting began on Wednesday and will continue through December 8th, and then Election Day will be on Saturday, December 12th. We're probably going to have a really low turnout. The holiday season is not a good time to have an election. We had more than, I think, 220,000 people vote in the El Paso mayor's race on November 3rd. We may wind up with fewer than 30,000 voting in the runoff to actually decide who our next mayor will be.
Candidate Oscar Leeser just lost his mother, who was famous in her own right, to COVID-19.
Yeah, Roberta Leeser was probably as close to a celebrity as you can have in El Paso. She was the face for many, many years of Oscar Leeser's car dealership ads, and her signature line was, "My Oscar, he's such a good boy." She's very, very popular, very well known in the community, and I don't think Oscar himself would disagree at the suggestion that perhaps she's as responsible as anyone for him getting elected mayor in the first place.
And the current mayor, DeMargo, raised eyebrows once again with some comments he made. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so the mayor has been kind of in this constant controversy in recent weeks, and much of it has been self-inflicted. First, he accused city council member Peter Schwartzbein of supporting Gestapo-like tactics in trying to control COVID-19. He knew quite well that Representative Schwartzbein lost family in the Holocaust. He's Jewish himself, so that was embarrassing enough, and the mayor did apologize for that. And then last week, he went on ABC Television's GMA3, which is the hour-long newscast after Good Morning America, and was talking about El Paso's COVID situation and made the statement that Hispanics are four times as likely as, quote, normal Caucasians, unquote, to be hospitalized for COVID-19. That phrase, normal Caucasians, is a phrase that's steeped in racist history in this country. There's a long history of basically saying that white people are normal and non-white people are not normal. In this case, the mayor has not apologized. He's basically said falsely that his comments were taken out of context. He has not even made an attempt to provide what he thinks is the proper context for using the normal Caucasian phrase. He sort of dug his heels in on this one.
You can find these stories at elpasomatters.org. Bob, thank you very much. Hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving, and enjoy a great holiday weekend.
Thank you, and I hope everybody there stays safe through the upcoming holidays as well.